KMFM 99.5, Max, Shannon, Porkchop. Well, we've been looking forward to the, it's kind of mean to say we're looking forward to the end of the fair, but it's not really the end of the fair, just that Sunday night is when Kip Moore shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a few minutes with Kip right now. Kip, how you doing?
Hey, man, that's the only night that matters.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
It is the only night that matters. So the last time we saw you in Vegas, you and Shannon were engaged.
Yeah,
I think,
I believe
right?
That's when I asked you to marry me, Kip. So
it was a brief engagement, a brief marriage, but it was fun while it lasted.
I was gonna say I haven't seen you since then. How rude!
Well,
I've been faithful, though, I promise.
Sure. I even had to go to your website to try and buy a hat, and it won't even connect me through so I can get some of your merch.
Pretty bad marriage, isn't it?
Yes! Damn men, I tell ya.
So, since you haven't been communicating with Shannon, what have you been doing since the ACMs?
He's been trying to get more girls like you.
Oh.
See what I did there?
But yeah, I've been having a good time. We just kind of kicked back up, playing a lot of shows. I took that long break. You know, I went surfing for a long time, and we took a run through Canada, played a lot of shows that were pretty special, and now we're kind of coming down through California and headed to you guys.
Yep.
Headed to Arizona. Can I ask off topic, did you get into a fight with like a self-checkout at the grocery store or something?
Did I what now?
Did you get into a fight with a self-checkout at the grocery store or something?
Oh, man, I was about to lose my mind. I get anxiety every time I go to that thing because it'll tell me to place the item in the backing area, and I do it every time, and they keep saying it like they shout at you, you know, and then everybody's looking at you, and it makes you nervous. So makes you afraid that you're doing something wrong the whole time you're checking out. So, yeah, I can't do the self-checkout no more. I gotta use an old school, like, just attend it.
Need to talk to a person and stop being accused by machinery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, and they'll, you know, tell you, you know, make sure you know, you pay, you know, I don't know, man. It shouts at the whole time, and it gives me anxiety.
Yeah, well, Chop sees, because I do the same thing, and even to my computer, I'm like, I'm doing that! Stop saying those words!
Yeah, we don't get along that good.
Yeah. Well, that explains your love of the outdoors and the wilderness, though, because then you just have to worry about nature, and you're okay with that.
I'm quite all right with that. You know, I just got done talking to a friend of mine that was wanting to maybe come next year when I kind of go surfing on some of those trips. And he said, man, so like you don't really camp out and stay in hostels, do you? You know, a lot of these places that you go, because he was wanting to come. I said, yeah, man, that's how I do it. I think he's thinking that maybe I actually, when I get there, I stay at the Four Seasons or something, but I don't want anything to do with that. So, yeah.
You would think with all of your like backpacking and all that stuff, you've been have you been approached by reality shows like Survivor or Naked and Afraid and those type of shows?
You know, we've actually been approached by a couple different reality shows, but I have no desire to do any of that kind of stuff. So, you know what? I love Naked and Afraid is one of my guilty pleasures. I watch it every time it comes on. Right. I'm obsessed with it. But no, man, I ain't trying to do that now. I'll go camp out and hang out, but I ain't trying to starve to death.
Well, and it kind of defeats the purpose. I mean, you know, dragging a camera crew along with you kind of is the opposite of what you're trying to do when you're out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, first off, I want to check out, and, you know, I want to get away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
But second of all, yeah, I mean, I'll camp out and I enjoy that, but I'm not trying to kill for my food every single day while I'm hanging out.
Well, we're looking forward to the show since you're all rested coming off your big walkabout. The show should get started around 7:30 on the main stage. And reminding everybody that the show is free with paid admission. There are maybe some of the upgraded seats still available. You can get that info at the Pima County Fair website. Safe travels, Kip, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you're at the fairgrounds this weekend, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, and I dig that Crocodile Dundee reference you just did, too. I know you do.
And Shannon, in this series, she really does want one of those trucker hats. She's been asking for one of those things for years.
We'll get it all set up.
Oh, I'll be there on Sunday.
She'll
don't
be there on Sunday,
worry,
yeah.
Kip,
don't worry
I'll
about that.
All right, guys. Y'all take care. Good to talk to you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kip.
Bye.
Take care.